Too many times, parents don't ask questions because they think they already know what a child will say. I talked with Ty about his frustration with Frankie's complaints about the bike seat. When I suggested asking Frankie how he felt about not getting the more expensive seat, Ty laughed. Ha! That's a no-brainer. He's angry. I said, "You might be right. Or you might get some information that surprises you." We discussed various kinds of questions Ty might ask. The next time I spoke with Ty, he told me the following story. I asked Frankie how he felt about not getting that bike seat, and he turned red and didn't answer me. I just waited, and then he said he was embarrassed. I asked what he was embarrassed about, and he said that he was the only one of his friends who didn't have that bike seat, and they harass him about it. I asked, "What do they say to you?" And he wouldn't even look at me. "What is it, son?" I asked. And he said, "They say my old man couldn't afford a little old bike seat." Ty went on. I asked him why he thought they were giving him a hard time. And he said, "'Cause their parents spoil 'em rotten." And then Frankie kind of shrugged and said, "I think maybe they're getting back at me because I always win the races on the bike trails." Then Ty asked, "What does it mean to you to not have that bike seat?" Frankie responded, "Well, I want it, but I wouldn't care so much if they didn't hassle me all the time." "What do you do when they hassle you?" Frankie got red again. I guess I kind of tell them some words you don't like me to use. Ultimately, Ty and Frankie had an incredible discussion about value systems. Ty was able to help Frankie come up with some things to say when the other boys hassled him. He wasn't very comfortable asking his friends questions, but several statements they came up with worked for him. One was a simple acknowledgement. "You're right, my dad couldn't afford it right now." Oddly, Frankie seemed almost relieved that his dad would feel okay about him just admitting it. Another was, "My dad and I talked about how it's important for me to earn some of what I get, and I agree, so I'm going to pay for my own bike seat." The one question he felt okay about asking was, "Are you guys just ragging on me because I won the race?" He told his dad that one did the trick the best, and they shut up. Too often, we think our kids can't be open about having a value system that differs from peers. But many times, if they get help with the wording by talking it through with an adult they trust, they can do it. What is most important is that Frankie found things he could really ask or say so he could deal with his friends with confidence without being hooked into the power struggle. And the other kids did back off. Ty had been teary several times as he related the story. He closed by saying, "Man, I couldn't believe it. I thought he was just being a spoiled brat, and he is sometimes, I think, but when we talked, he wasn't like that at all. He was even feeling protective of me, not wanting to tell me what the kids were saying about me. Frankie just thought if he could get me to give him the seat right away, it would take care of the problem. He does want that special seat, but you know, he didn't care that much about it. Plus, once we talked, he was so clear about their motives. And he's decided to mow some lawns and pay for the seat himself. He really wants to do that now, not just have me get it for him. Maybe he did see a bit of himself when he said the other kids were spoiled. It felt like before he started school, we were so close. We both even cried a little and hugged each other. I thought those days were over by the time he went to the first grade."